欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天我们来说一下谈话的小技巧。不管你是在国内还是在国外，怎么用英语跟陌生人非常自然的搭讪聊天呢？今天这期节目呢，我们就来讲一下如何开启和陌生人的对话。这些小技巧呢，不只是我们在聊英文的时候很实用，说中文也是一样的。Before you talk to someone that you don't know, first you need to make eye contact and offer a smile. Eye contact.就是眼神交流，你要跟他确认过眼神，跟他微笑一下。You need to find someone available. Making eye contact will lead you to the person who is also willing to talk. And after you offer a smile, try to strike up a conversation. 就是首先呢，你得找一个比较合适的人，通过 eye contact 确认过眼神之后呢，你就会发现那个跟你一样愿意说话的人，微笑之后呢，你就可以开始聊天了。Strike up 有开始的意思。Strike up conversation 则指的是开始对话了，开始聊天了。好，第一步很成功，那么接下来该说什么呢？ Now you can find some common ground. Common ground 有共同的基础的意思，那么在这里呢，其实它又指的是你们要找到共同的话题。 For example, when you're waiting in line at a coffee shop, you could say to the person in front of you, What's good here? I've never tried any of their specialty drinks. Waiting in line 就是排队，然后排队的时候你可以问站在你前面的人说，哎，这儿有什么好喝的东西啊？我还从来没有喝过他们家的特色饮料呢。 Specialty drinks 这指的是特色饮料的意思啦。除了讨论共同的话题之外呢， You could also try to comment on the situation. 你可以试着评论周围的环境啊或者情况。 If you are at a party, a good place to start a conversation is near the food table. Try saying, Isn't a nice party? Or the music is great, isn't it?如果在 party 上，餐桌前呢，会是一个比较好的谈话的地方。你可以去讲，哎，这个 party 不错呀，或者音乐很棒，不是吗？除了去评论你的环境之外，你也可以评论一下你特别想要说话的这个人。Make a comment about the person. With the person you want to talk to, you could say, I really love that purse you're carrying. 我非常喜欢你的包。这些小技巧是不是都非常实用呢？最后我们再来梳理一下如何跟陌生人开启聊天的技巧。 1. Make eye contact and offer a smile. 2. Find some common ground. 3. Comment on the situation. 4. Make a comment about the person.